download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
I like phrases in general, and like sometimes I get to say inspired by a sign I see on like the side of a church or something, and that'll make a song. Or most of the stuff is quite sort of me kind of just getting in a bit of dream world, and, but there is like a couple of songs on there that are from like real life experience.
There seems to be a big element of surrender in your music, of just throwing yourself into it. Do you feel that when you're making it?
It's a nice way to put it, actually. I've never heard anyone describe it as the surrender, but I suppose maybe it is in a way. It's like trying to like give up something, but at the same time gain something, if that makes any sense. Making like a protection out of a song, but at the same time exposing yourself. It is just like, it's like a release, maybe, I think.
Does it feel, I mean, I hate using that word cathartic because it seems to come up in a lot of music interviews, but I can't think of any other word to describe it. Does making music and writing songs for you act as a type of catharsis?
Yeah, I think it's always been a really joyful thing. I think, like, especially as music for me is very, like, instinctive, and I just go, I have to go with what feels good to me, you know, when I'm writing a song, what, you know, whether it's what the first notes that come into my head or the chords I might find on the piano. It's all down to like whether it gives me that rush. I'm just always looking for that feeling of sort of lift off, I guess.
I've read you describe yourself as quite a manic person. Is that true?
I think thoughts, I've got quite a lot of them. I think I've got a lot of, I just like a guy, I don't know, there's a guy, a friend of mine went to school with, and he used to wake up in the morning and be paralysed with thoughts. He couldn't move because he's so many thoughts. Sometimes I feel like that. I think being on stage is a good way of sort of dealing with that. It is sort of a place for emotions. I think maybe feel things quite intensely, like if I'm happy, I'm really, really happy, and if I'm scared, I'm terrified, and if I'm sad, I'm like really depressed. I don't know whether that's to do with being, like, young, or maybe I'll level out. But it seems like the things that make me as a person in daily life maybe slightly difficult and awkward actually work on a stage, you know, on a stage performing.
How long has it been that way? How long have you been writing for? Because I read that Kiss With A Fist was written when you were still in high school.
Yeah, I think, like, I started writing songs to, like, impress boys, maybe. So I was, like, knew, like, loads of boys in bands, South London, like, punk bands, and I used to, like, get up and stage and sing with them sometimes, and all the stuff was quite raw and dark, and I think that's maybe why I started writing stuff that was quite violent and dark imagery, like, just because I was, like, you know, wanted to be tougher than the boys. I'm really obsessed with layering vocals and using all the different ranges of my voice and using synthesizers and a distortion pedal so that I could like get my voice to do really insane things, just like really strange electronic wailing, and like a lot of it's really physical because I'm like not a trained musician. Nothing's subtle, everything is all or nothing. I can't sit at a piano and like twinkle away. I can only sit and literally with my whole heart bash out what I think sounds good, and the same with the drums. The voice is actually really the only thing I feel like I have control over. So I think that's mainly the most used instrument in the whole album in different ways. You know, I was singing violin parts to the string quartet. But that was an amazing feeling, actually. Singing a part to them and having them play it back in harmony was really amazing. I played an elevator shaft in there. There was an elevator shaft in the place we were working.
How do you play an elevator shaft?
With a bin lid.
Good answer, with a bin lid. So did you just bang the lid against the walls or against the...
Yeah, I think I nearly went deaf, like, in like, rattling. What else did we play with? We played with, like, chains, dropping chains on the floor. You know, a lot of it came from, like, having demoed on a tiny £100 Yamaha keyboard in, like, a bedroom studio. Having demoed all these things, like... on using like the sort of rubbish sounds like of timpani on it. I find it quite interesting though, to think what sort of electronic instrument thinks like a timpani or a harp sounds like. Sometimes I find that those sounds more interesting than what they actually do sound like in real life.
You recorded.
So I kept a lot of that on it.
You recorded in an old synagogue for this album, Lungs, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did that affect you recording in a place of worship? Was there any sort of vibe, or was it just another space with good acoustics?
I've always been attracted to places that have like sort of churches and cemeteries and places that seem to have an atmosphere around them. You go to a gig and like if you see, you're seeing a band you love, there is that sense of like reverence. And I think music is such a sort of powerful thing that to sing in a place with really great acoustics and also has that kind of, you know, atmosphere around it. It's a good place to make music.